Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is an interesting day today as we talk about the politics of coronavirus. Yeah, that thing has reared its ugly head in a new and different way. And it is this. Kate Brown says you can't have any public gathering over 250 people. And you got the NBA suspending its season. You got the Seattle Mariners saying they're going to delay their home opener. So a couple of questions come to mind. Let's think about this. Now, I don't think there's any question this is a more dangerous disease than anything that, well, maybe with the exception of Ebola, you know, which just eats you alive. This is pretty dangerous in what it does to your lungs and how the death rate is much higher. And it you know, obviously impacts older people or people who have compromised immune systems. But here's the question. Okay, how far can the government, any government, go? Whether it's a city, a county, whether it's Kate Brown or Donald Trump, how far can you go to protect the public? How much of your constitutional rights are just suspended? Now, it's an interesting question, and it has many political ramifications. There's an interesting story on Vox. Now, Vox is not one of my favorite websites because it's just a bunch of leftists, but occasionally they write some good stuff. And there's a story here about Brian Resnick that is from 2 days ago. Here's the headline: Italy and China use lockdowns to slow the coronavirus. Could we? Now, you have to understand one of the unique things about America, our constitutional republic, is that we are a constitutional republic. We have a constitution. And it limits government's ability to affect our lives. Okay, that's a good thing. And that's unique in the world. Again, we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy, folks. Thank God. Now, Trump has, you know, I don't know if any of you saw his news conference last night. I did not. When he addressed the nation from the Oval Office, I mean, this is a big deal. After the huge drop in the Dow Jones yesterday, and right now the Dow futures are down 1,231 points. Here's the thing, folks. Trump said, we're going to do a number of things. We're going to suspend travel from Europe, the exception of you are an American coming home. You got the Tom Hanks news. He and his wife are in Australia, and they've got coronavirus, which I don't think is going to be any big deal for them. The UK's allowing, you know, this ban on Europe travel doesn't apply to the UK. All everybody coming from there should be screened, and that's fine. I think all of that is fine. But at what point does this become this coronavirus ban in America on large gatherings? And right here in Oregon, city of Portland took some steps to do the same thing, which is, you know, that's really going to hurt those Blazers fans. You know, we saw that last night. We saw that because the NBA suspended their season, folks. Yeah, okay. Sounders games. Now, is there a difference between inside and outside? I'm not quite serious now. If you're the soccer league, yeah, I know you're going to bathrooms and things like that, but I mean, you're outdoors. You got breeze. I mean, it's not likely that you're going to pick it up outdoors. But indoors, you know, that's different, isn't it? In a confined area, that's in flying on an airplane, that's different. On a cruise ship, that's different. Well, Is this an overreaction to it? I really want to know what you think about it, but also, is it constitutional for the state government, the federal government, to put us in lockdown? That is a far cry from what Kate Brown has enacted here, but I want to know even what Kate Brown has done. Is that even constitutional? Has this ever been tested in the courts? I'm having difficulty finding, I'm not a lawyer, don't play one on TV. I don't have access to Black's Law and, you know, those databases that lawyers spend lots of money accessing. I don't know what case law is about this. I don't know if it's ever been decided, but I will tell you this. Yes, presidents have suspended portions of the Constitution before, and the Supreme Court's let them get away with it. Abraham Lincoln, folks, he suspended habeas corpus during the Civil War. Clearly, the rights of Japanese Americans were suspended by the actions of FDR when we rounded them up and put them in concentration camps. Those were real concentration camps. By the way, did you see that? Did Trump won another one? The U.S. Supreme Court said, you know what? Yeah, the president can continue to hold these asylum seekers in Mexico. The Supreme Court just said that, folks. Now, the underlying lawsuit has not been decided about this business, but I have to tell you that it is likely that it will be. You see, it's sort of like granting an injunction. Generally, courts grant injunctions against a government or a private entity, but primarily government agencies, although it does apply to private lawsuits and private organizations, if the underlying lawsuit, that judge or judges deem it as it's going to be successful in the underlying lawsuit. Okay. So Trump wins this thing because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is not quite yet flipped to conservative, it's going to happen, but it hasn't yet. The Ninth Circuit said, nah, you can't do this. You can't hold them out. And it's a very successful program, and it's working for a number of reasons. Anyway, Supreme Court said, which means that likely these lawsuits against the Trump administration for doing what they're doing are going to fail. In the eyes of the Supreme Court. That's good. Now, the Supreme Court would be the ones to decide. In Oregon, I think the idea that you cannot meet in groups higher than 250, first of all, what's the number? Why 250? You know, yesterday I was listening to Lars. Right at noon, he came on the air, and the governor of Washington had just announced the same thing. Right. And of course, Kate is always me too, always late to the party, except when it comes to trying to use the Constitution to ram down cap and trade. Arbitrary numbers. They're not based on any science. Oh, she says it is, but that's Kate Brown, folks. But seriously, all of this, is it constitutional? It's no more constitutional for Kate to put forward arbitrary numbers about how many people are you going to ban from a public gathering. Based on what, Kate? What science do you have? What medical facts do you have to back that up? If you were challenged in court, Kate, you don't have any, do you? It's no different than Kate saying, well, we're going to raise the limits. We're going to cap how much, quote unquote, carbon you can put in the air. Pollution, as it's called, to the leftists. Even though it's a building block of life, of course, and if you don't have carbon in the air, you don't eat because plants don't grow and we don't have food. Cattle don't have stuff to eat. You don't have plants to eat, you vegans. I was vegan for a while. I can say that. So, all right, well, the point is this. Arbitrariness. Based on what? That's going to be the basis, I think, in large measure of some of the lawsuits that are clearly going to come against Kate Brown as her process begins of the executive order in Again, her implementing, she just cramming her tyrannical will as a regressive totalitarian Marxist down our throats as Oregon citizens and, frankly, as American citizens. Does she have any more constitutional authority to implement, based on arbitrary numbers of CO2 release or any other greenhouse gas release? Is it any different than her deciding 250 is the number? Lars thinks it ought to be 50. Is it even constitutional at all? 503-589-1220. Should it be challenged? 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. I'd love to hear from you about this. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're driving to work, you tell me if you think it's constitutional. Now, that's a different question than it is it wise? Should we self-limit? And how far does government go? Because what Kate has done is not as far as Italy and China have gone. They've confined you to your home. Does government have in America the power constitutionally, federally, or Oregon's constitution to do such a thing? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I really want to know what you think. Give me a call. 503-589-1220. So it's an interesting question, but there are other questions. Oh, yeah. Of course, politics has to get involved in this. You know, the candidates are canceling their rallies, and Trump has canceled a couple of his. And it's probably the smart thing. I like the fact that I didn't watch the president's news conference, but I'm curious. Was he reassuring? Did it seem like it was the right thing to do? Should we, in fact, go, you know, spend even make our deficit even bigger? The hole we're digging for ourselves even bigger to help businesses that are clearly going to be infected or affected, even though some of them may be infected. Or is this, I mean, look at the recovery rates. There are stories today. In fact, there's a story in Oregon Watchdog today about, it looks like some of these regions in China that have been dramatically impacted by this are now, things are getting better. Okay. Is that bound to happen, or is this, I mean, is it going to get a lot worse here before it gets better? And can government really impact our lives? Now, there's, you know, there's a story here about more coronavirus patients recover. This is a Coin6 story. But still, anxiety and fear loom. Is that the real problem? Fear? Is this an overreaction? Does government have the ability? How far should government go? And then, can they ban you from going to church if your church meets at more than 250 people at a time? Is that constitutional? Government preventing free exercise of religion? Let the music take control with lots of things. And then, right? I've got another interesting question to throw at you when we come back from the break at 6:20 in the morning. You're listening to Pavilion Coffee. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, leave it up to the Babylon Bee to poke fun at coronavirus. Emergency response teams make sure that the debates are safe. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Anyway, Ron, sorry that we have, I didn't know that you were on the line. Somehow we just didn't get that done. But anyway, we'll take Ron. Ron, what do you think?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Awesome. I went to dinner last night in a little Mexican restaurant in Brownsville. And, you know, it was really deserted in there. I think people are just sort of staying socially distances themselves. That's the new term. What are you doing that? Are you worried about this thing?
No, I'm getting ready. I've been up in the store for 2 days, and now I'm driving to Newport to work. But I'm going to wrap it all up. I'm going to cover state, I'm going to cover national, and I'm going to cover international, all in one role. Number one, Kate Brown, she's always leading from behind. She's using this situation to make her sponsors look good for cap and trade, cover her hiney. And then on top of that, this coronavirus, yes, it's 4 times stronger than a lot of the flus that we got, but it has a 1% effect, okay? Not 12, not 10, not 20, 1%. Do I believe that they've gone over, like, we're expending their powers by saying that can't have no one to look at people? Now, let's think about this from us. No. But realistically, it's in the way if people want to protest her on the cap and trade, and you get 500 or 1,000 people at that Capitol, you're not going to be able to do that for a month because of government. But she could be like the Führer over in Old York, Mr. Cuomo, Fredo's brother, and just isolate 1 mile circle around you. Now, I believe that is unconstitutional and not warranted. A 1 mile circle in New Rochelle, New York, they try to bury that story. That's not right. I don't think that's constitutional. But getting to the international side of things now, personally, if I really, more and more seems like when you come up China, talking about our economy, the strongest thing our president has going is the economy. But why, you know, if Saudi Arabia and Russia's having arguments about oil prices, why don't Saudi Arabia shut off 3 million barrels a day if they're instead of pushing up 10.5 million barrels a day? Okay? And at the same time, you got China, who's already lost probably $1 trillion in the trade of tariffs and everything in the last 2 years. Is there a possibility of, and I know it's Thursday, and I'm just saying international is possibly could be a conspiracy, and the people like Bloomberg and others can profit, and the DNC. And the thing is this, nobody wants to let you hide away from the issue. Now, to get back to the state issue, sum up my situation, our governor is crooked. She's rude. People got to come out and vote. People got to go through and make their concerns on the editorials and opinion pages. And do not fear what's something you have no control over. It's time to get away from the fear, because fear creates tyranny. That's all I have to say.
And you're right about that. Ron, great comments. So true. Fear creates tyranny. How much of your liberty are you willing to give up? Is this a huge overreaction? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Would love to get your thoughts about this. Is what Kate Brown just put in place, her ban on gatherings of more than 250 people, including church, is that constitutional? Can she really do that? Let me throw another question at you. Who's going to enforce that? No, I mean, seriously, think about it. She cannot order the county police, the county sheriff to do that. Is the county going to do it? Is your local sheriff going to do it? What I mean, is Kate Brown going to send the state police out to show up at church on Sunday morning or Saturday temple in a synagogue and count how many people are in the room? Really? Or would Kate send out, say, bureaucrats from Department of Human Services to show up at your church on Sunday morning and count how many people are there. Can you imagine? I'm serious. Can you imagine the political backlash from that? I don't think there's any amount of arguing that this is necessary for the public safety that could overcome the negatives. Can you imagine people with cell phones, smartphones, taking video of state police? What are you going to do? You're going to arrest the pastor on the stage preaching his sermon? Pull him out? No, I mean, that's an absurdity. How are you going to enforce it? You're going to fine people? And would that fine hold up in court? Because what is it based on? What is the 250 number based on? Who decided that 250? I mean, again, Lars thinks it ought to be 50. Is two people too much? Now, obviously, Tom Hanks and his wife, who have both been tested for coronavirus and are positive and are holed up in Australia, obviously, they probably got it from each other. How close do you have to be to some? Is this just a huge overreaction? Is any of this constitutional? In your mind, how far do we go? Jim wrote me a great email. It says about Joe Biden return to normal. Said, I guess a strong economy and low unemployment are more than a Biden presidency would be able to handle. A return to normal would be a return to Obama-era policies. I would be very concerned with what the new normal might look like. Yeah, well, the new normal for Kate Brown is to suspend your constitutional rights to gather together freely. I think, by the way, where's the ACLU? I mean, these are liberal, regressive, totalitarian Marxist governors in both Washington and Oregon that are implementing these unconstitutional things. Even if it is unconstitutional, where's the ACLU? Shouldn't they be challenging this? Who came up with 250 people as the number? Would love to get your perspective on this. 6:30 in the morning. Market's going to open. It's going to open. Hey, yeah. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank our first half hour sponsor, Diamond Royalty Rides, for doing a great job at making people feel special. And they do. You know, when you hire a limousine, man, it makes people feel special. So why don't you consider doing that for, you know, somebody special in your life, whoever that might be. Might be your mom. You know, maybe she just deserves kind of a special day out on, or maybe night out on. Maybe it's her birthday. Maybe it's your parents' anniversary, like a milestone, like 50 years or something. Hire a limousine. Go check out Diamond Royalty Rides. Right on their website, a great Salem-based company, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. It's all one word, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Surprisingly affordable, and man, does it make people feel special. Well, Kate Brown thinks she's special because she's put in place now this emergency declaration that we're going to ban all gatherings of 250 people or more. Except schools. What? Yeah. Except schools. She said public schools should, this is the Oregonian story, which you can see at OregonWatchdog.com. She said public schools should remain open, but all non-essential school associated gatherings and group activities, such as parent group meetings, field trips, and competitions, should be canceled. Yeah, what's happening at the university level? Oregon State University, University of Oregon, Portland State, all are limiting student interaction, and frankly, many are canceling classes, going to online classes. Now, as you know, folks, I'm the founder of Oregon Connections Academy. We are the largest online public charter school for K through 12 in the entire state. We've got almost 4,500 kids. So our kids go to school, get a great public education from home on a computer. That's how they do it every day. Our teachers work from home. Now, if we can do that well, and we do it well, why can't other schools? That's exactly what universities are going to all across America, and right here in Oregon, we're doing some of that. So why would, if you're going to ban my church from gathering with more than 250 people, again, based on what science, Kate? Why aren't you banning schools, kids from getting together, 250 more or more? If universities are in essence kind of shutting down, why aren't we shutting down our schools? Now, Lars had a great idea. I mean, in fact, he and I talked about this a couple of nights ago, and I think it's a profoundly good idea. If this thing is really as bad as everything says, by the way, trading is halted on the New York Stock Exchange because they opened up more than 7% down. That'll hang around for about 15 minutes. It'll resume at 6:50. So, you know, it's just an overreaction. Anyway, if kids, you love your kids. We don't let kids drink. We don't let them smoke marijuana when they're young. Heck, you can't even be around your kids and smoke a cigarette, right? Because their lungs are not fully developed. Their immune systems, when they're really young, especially like babies. Yeah, you do want to be careful about that kind of thing. But look, if we care about our kids, if everything is always for the children, Kate, why aren't you banning public school attendance? If 250 people cannot meet in a church, Kate, why aren't you banning it for kids? I mean, church meets once or twice a week, folks, usually Sunday mornings. Kids go to school 5 days a week, most of the time, some schools four. No, I'm serious. If it's good for the goose, isn't it good for the gander? What do you think? 503-589-1220. And is any of this even constitutional? I question whether it is. No, I mean it. If you're going to declare a public health emergency, it has to be based on something that's legitimate, right? Well, all right, so coronavirus and its death rate is legitimate. Its incubation period is longer than normal. I get that. It's four times more, quote-unquote, deadly, still only 1%. Did you know this? Most coronavirus patients recover. In China, in the Wuhan region, 80,000 people, according to China, whether you can believe it or not, I don't know, but 80,000 people in Wuhan region caught coronavirus. Did you know that 58,000 of those people have already recovered? Already? So if you have if 1% of you are going to lose your life because you have a compromised immune system and you get coronavirus, that means 99% of us are going to be just fine. Yeah, we're going to get sick, but we're going to recover. At the epicenter of this thing, yeah, they are recovering. So when Kate Brown and Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, they decide that 250 is the number, but we're still going to let your most vulnerable kids, your K through 12 kids, go to school. What? We're going to ban you from my church, but it's okay to let the kids go to school 5 days a week, and we can't meet one day a week with a church. Hello? Does anybody see the irony of this? Would love to get your perspective. 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. You know, well, in fact, let's see here. Mark writes me a great short but right to the point email. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. Yeah, that's in the Constitution, isn't it? Or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble. Great point, Mark. I think this needs to be challenged constitutionally. Where's the ACLU when you need them? Nowhere to be found, because we wouldn't want to make a Democrat governor look bad. Now, would we? Do you just sense a little bit of sarcasm in my voice there? I'm sorry. I know it's early or late if you're listening to the evening replay of the show. And by the way, thank you all for listening. Deeply appreciate it. But I mean, just come on. How are you going to enforce this? You know, I went to dinner last night with my buddy and his son. We went over to this little Mexican restaurant, like I told you, in Brownsville, which was vacant, deserted. I mean, we go over there, maybe once a week or once, every other week. And we just have dinner together. We're just friends, and we live, we're both single, and we, live close by out here on the farm. And so we go over and have a great Mexican dinner. The place was deserted last night. But while we were having conversation, we were talking about this. And at that time, Kate Brown had not issued this order, this ban. So, he's saying, so how are you going to enforce it? What are you going to send the state cops in there to count people in your church? I don't think so. That would be a viral video, wouldn't it? And how, seriously, who's going to say is somebody going to walk in there from DHS with a smartphone and just kind of take a picture and then go back and count how many people and then send you a fine in the mail? Imagine going to court and fighting this, saying, judge, we got fined. We refused to pay the fine because it's not based on any evidence that 250 is the number. The number to keep people safe. And oh, by the way, judge, the governor still is letting kids go to school in greater numbers than 250. And they meet 5 days a week. It's absurd. Now, banning a Blazers game? Okay, so a healthy Utah Jazz NBA player has coronavirus. Does that mean you got to shut down the entire season? I just begin to think, folks, this is a huge overreaction. Am I right about that? Am I wrong about it? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. I'd love to get your perspective, or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. William writes me an email with a great question. How will this affect all state employees at the state capitol and other departments? They're exempted. Now, let me throw out a political conspiracy question for you as we get ready to go to the break here. Who does this benefit politically? Does it benefit Kate Brown? Does it benefit the public employee unions who get, well, they get dues, union dues, which they use to buy off Democrat politicians and sometimes the occasional wayward Republican, but mostly Democrats? They don't get as much union dues when government employees are not at their place of work, do they? I don't know that this is in the collective bargaining agreement with the union. Do you? That because of a governor's emergency health declaration, you got to shut down government? Teachers union? Schools? State employees? It'll be interesting to see if states, or rather if the city and local governments, like county governments, decide that, we're just going to shut down. We're not going to let you come to work because there's more than 250 of us in a room. By the way, are they using HEPA filters in all of those office buildings that
being paid for by the taxpayers?
Just curious. Back in a moment. Take your phone calls and your opinion. Exporting.
As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration of it. Stop the car. We gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. The stock market should open back up again because they halted trading because it dropped 1,700 points in the first couple of minutes. Supposed to open back up again in a moment. By the way, you can also send me an email because I really want to know what you think about this. Is this constitutional to ban public gatherings of any size? Based on what? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I've got to go to the phones in a moment, but I've got a great email I want to read first. After, I remind you that if you're looking for a great contractor, check out Eric Azer, righteousrenovations.com. Don't take my word for it. Look at the great reviews he gets from people that are satisfied customers. Eric Azer, man of faith, do it right. RighteousRenovations.com. Got a great email from Corby. It says, good morning, Jeff. He asked some interesting questions. Listen to this. At what point can I self-quarantine? Ask ourselves, does it affect government? I have a commercial driver's license medical that is due. Can I say I'm afraid to go to the doctor and get my physical? Will I get a pass? Maybe I'm afraid to go to the accountant so I can get a pass on my taxes. Do I still go to jury duty? I think it's unconstitutional. More humans are dying from abortion in a day. Way overreacting at this point. You are right on the money, Corby. Right on the money. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. So what do you, is this whole business constitutional?
Jeff, you know, I think, okay, that we need to all work together in, you know, minimizing the effect of this virus. I've been listening to a lot of stuff. And did you know there's four different strains of this dang disease? And I think we need to seriously quit politicizing it and do what President Trump says, is we all work diligently to minimize the effect of this disease. Now, up in Seattle, I heard this morning, they got a hospital full of young people hospitalized because of this dang disease. And obviously, they wouldn't be hospitalized if they weren't in danger of, you know, this. Now, they're stronger, but they are having to be hospitalized. I don't like Kate Brown. I don't like the way she does some things, but I do think it is time for us to all come together and do the best we can to curtail this. Now, at the schools, we don't have, I think there's been one kid that was, but they're washing their hands, they're covering their coughs, and so right now, there's a minimum threat there. But up in Seattle, they're closing schools because it's epidemic proportions up there. I mean, a lot more cases of it. So, you know, I'm just going to say it that way, Jeff. I mean, let's not discuss what's constitutional, what's not constitutional. Let's work at getting ahead of this thing and all work together to minimize the negative effects they're having on it's having on our country.
And all right, Art, I appreciate your opinion. I don't agree. I don't agree. I think any time our government is exercising its authority in a way that is unconstitutional, we ought to talk about it. Yeah, should we work together on it? Sure, absolutely. But I think what's good for the goose, Art, is good for the gander. If they're closing schools in Seattle because they have an epidemic up there, then why wouldn't we want to take that precaution here? I mean, I just find it ironic, Art, that it's okay to close churches, in essence, if you have more than 250 people, but it's okay to keep schools open. It's okay to say you can't go to a baseball game or a basketball game and say to go to work for 8 hours as a state employee in a big room full of bunch of people.
Actually, a lot of them are, Jeff, they are saying that if there isn't enough space in the offices, maybe some of the people ought to be working at home for now. So, there's no right or wrong here. We just need to work and agree to do what's necessary to minimize the effect of this highly contagious disease.
All right, Art, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that.
No, I hear what you're saying, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I got to let you go, friend. Thanks, brother. I've got a great email from, somebody who's completely unidentified, from GorillaMail.com. School system says, FYI, the reason schools stay open is because of the few. They believe the lesser privileged would do worse at home than school, based around the idea that all children are dragged behind. That's tongue in the cheek. All children left behind, all children dragged behind. Yeah, well, I can tell you, the underprivileged get a much better education at home in our system than they do sometimes at schools. Anne Marie writes me a great email about bans by Kate. Jeff, I thought the president was reassuring and realistic in his speech last evening. In contrast, Kate Brown comes across as terrifying. Enough said. Well, yeah, Kate Brown comes across a lot of ways. Stock market was down, opened back up, went down about 2,100 points, down about 1,750. Now, I just hope this is not an unnecessary overreaction to all of it. Yeah, I think we all ought to work together. But when your constitutional rights, whether it's Abraham Lincoln suspending habeas corpus, which was wrong, or FDR illegally imprisoning and taking the property of Japanese American citizens, putting them in real concentration camps, is wrong, because the Supreme Court allowed both of those folks. I think we ought to test the ability of a governor to say arbitrarily, based on no science whatsoever, you can't gather together more than 250 people, or based on no science whatsoever, we're going to limit how much carbon you can breathe out of your mouth. All interesting stuff, isn't it? So ponder these things as we go through the day. We'll be back tomorrow's Freedom Friday. Hope you join us then. Be blessed. Thanks for listening.